Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belanger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Sharon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gene Lamont. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Sutherland moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. Sutherland tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sutherland tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belanger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grich moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. Grich scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Baylor moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks takes first base on ball four. Baylor moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to home to get Baylor. Robinson moves to third. Hendricks moves to second. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Frien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive towards first. Frien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamont hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Kaline scores. Freehan moves to third. Sharon moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamont hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hendricks for a passed ball. LaFleur moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson is hit by the pitch. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. Cabell moves to second. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing third base. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sharon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field. Baylor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baylor. Brinkman moves to second. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamont hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Jefferson covering, for the out. 1 out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. LaFleur strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grich strikes out. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.